As you likely know, the citywide Dvorak Festival finds several classical music assets doing live concerts of the composer's music. The yearly One Composer Focus was begun by the San Antonio Symphony, and this is its fourth year. Here's Symphony Music Director Sebastian Lang-Lessig.
This week is the only week where we have two different programs on Friday and Saturday. So you have to come twice this weekend if you want to hear the complete Dvorak cycle.
Acclaimed soloist Michele D'Alberto performs with the symphony first.
We will present on Friday the piano concerto, which is really very rarely played, and I really don't know why, because it's a magnificent concerto. And the symphony number 6. Definitely a gem in the symphonic literature.
Next is violinist and former San Antonian Nancy Zhou.
On Saturday, we present the violin concerto and the 7th symphony.
Dvorak lived in New York for a time and felt that Native American and black music would emerge and play a major role in the American musical identity. Because of this, the symphony will play selections from the African American Symphony written by William Grant Still.
I think this African American Symphony would please Dvorak and would have given them a lot of hope that there's a bright future.
So is that stretching the symphony in slightly different directions than they're used to?
Yes, I think there is a gap in the repertoire in general when it comes to music like this.
We've more on Friday and Saturday night's Dvorak Festival performances and other arts and culture news at tpr.org. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.